Steven Stroberger.
I, Steven Stroberger.
I, Lumen May.
I, Ashley Hoffberger.
I, Stephen Berry.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the United States.
Under the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of County Commissioner, District 3.
The duties of County Commissioner, District 3.
District 4.
District 5.
District 1.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
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 You know, when you super cut them all together, it's less boring. Because these oaths are long. And then in Escambia County, like I told you yesterday, and we're talking about Santa Rosa County, Escambia does like, I don't know, four different, I mean, they do this oath, and they do the loyalty oath, then they do the commissioning, and then they, I don't know, then they do the hand-wringing, and it's very long. In Santa Rosa, it's 1 35-second oath, and they're done. So I haven't looked in to see what like the legal requirement is, but they just do it different. They do it differently in both counties. So Steve Stroberger, of course, is now the District 1 representative. Jeff Bergosh is done as a county commissioner after 8 years.
My wife and I have to thank her first. So many people to thank, but my wife has been there for...
And he winked at her. It's cute.
For all of my and her, all of our milestones... She's always been there. She's always supported me.
Yeah, no. And it's, you know, he had kind of an interesting tone. I really like Steve. Steve was the chief of staff. He actually ran against Mike Kohler, and then he became the chief of staff for Mike Kohler. And then, you know, because of the redistricting, you know, the the gerrymandering that backfired, he wound up getting shoved into District 1 and becoming eligible to run against Jeff Bergosh, who he wound up defeating handily in the election, right? Kind of a super odd history of how things went. But anyway, his tone on, you know, installation day was kind of strange.
When I arrived in Pensacola 34 years ago last month, I didn't think I'd be doing this 34 years later. I'm happy to do it. And all the things my wife and I have done together and celebrated, this is not one of the things that we planned on or necessarily we celebrate as much, because it's not easy doing this. But like I said, I'm happy to do it.
Sort of a, man, I hate that I have to do this, but here I am. Which, honestly, that strikes me as a little bit healthier than I have wanted my whole life to serve in a position. You know, like, I understand that you've got to be a little bit of an egomaniac to run for office. You just do, okay? You've got to kind of, you know, super believe that you're the right person to make all these decisions on behalf of a bunch of other people. That takes a certain level of ego. But I'm kind of fond of the person who's like, man, I wish I didn't have to do this. But here I am because I did have to do this. And I thought his story, he told a story that at first seems like an odd story. But trust me when I say he pays it off in a way where you're like, oh, I get that now. Let's get traffic first before we get to that. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, we're looking pretty good on our roadways, excuse me, this morning as I digest my coffee. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're in Milton or Pace this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down there. Looks like no delays on Burgess or Olive. And we're clear on Davis Highway from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. We've been telling you about these CSX Railroad closings going on this week on Highway 29 and through Cantonment. Archer Road, El Camino Drive, and Eden Lane were all closed yesterday. Those should be open now. They've been scheduled to be open by this time in the morning. So today we're looking at Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand to close this morning. If you have any updates on all this, if you see it happening, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, that Cotton Lake one is not Cotton Lake, but Old Kimstrand is supposed to close again to repair the work they didn't do right the first time. Mm-hmm. So that's good news for those of you that have been complaining about that. I've also let it be known that 10 Mile and Kingsfield are also not good. So we'll see if they back up to take a look at those as well. Back to the county commission installation meeting that took place for both counties this week. Steve Stroberger telling, like I said, it's a story that might sit a little odd with you at first, but trust me, there's a payoff.
34 years ago, I remember when I was graduating. I don't know if the senior drill instructor, Staff Sergeant Gabali's here. He was coming, but he's not here. We were celebrating the end of training. I came here to go to AOCS, Aviation Officer Canada School. The end of training, we were doing a barbecue outside with the senior drill instructor, Staff Sergeant Gabali, United States Marine Corps. And he didn't know this, but I snuck up to the end of the barracks, up to the top floor. We had just been issued our flight jackets and our flight suits, and I went up there by myself, nobody around. He would have killed me if he knew I did this. And I got into my flight suit and my flight jacket and my boots, and I stood in front of the mirror, and I marveled at myself. I couldn't believe I'd finally gotten to this point in my life, and it's something Gina knows that I've wanted to do my forever, like little boys want to do. And I was just so happy.
I marveled at myself. Who says that? Well, Steve Stroberger. And I love it because here's why he told the story.
I know that there are little boys in this community that may not feel that sense of accomplishment and that, you know, that just awesome feeling that I felt. And I think I'm gonna help bring hope to those boys with Hassan's help. Hassan, raise your hand.
That's Hassan Hills.
Hassan and me are working together in District 1. And I think that with Hassan's help, we can do wonderful things.
Hassan Hills is a guy who totally turned his life around and now mentors at-risk kids in a program that's funded by the Scambia Children's Trust that the judges are sending him teen offenders to take care of them. And he's been a genuinely good guy. Chip Simmons, you know, arrested him back in the day and now says he's one of the best local activists for turning kids around. He's going to be his chief of staff. So kind of a cool reason, like, you know, everybody ought to have that opportunity, and not everybody does have that opportunity in our society. Ashley Hoffberger, who is she has been for about a month, you know, the District 4 appointee, but now because she won the election, she's actually in office.
As far as the campaign went, thank you so much to my amazing husband, our wonderful friends and family, Tammy and Andrew, Grandma and Grandpa, Rick and Diane.
Good name for kids.
We were at a debate one night, and someone said, "How are you going to do everything that's on your plate?" And I said, "It takes a village." And so, thank you so much for being part of my village, for lifting me up and supporting me and believing in me. I sincerely appreciate that, and I appreciate all the faith that you've placed in me.
Amen. Love that.
I am just excited to be up here and to make a difference and work together. And it is a new day, and the sun is shining, and I think that it is just going to be an amazing adventure for all of us over the next few years. We're going to get to accomplish a lot together, so I'm thrilled to be a part of that.
The sun shining kind of became a repeated theme for folks. Stephen Berry.
It's an honor, and, you know, I'm take office with a lot of humility, and it's a lot of responsibility, but I'm excited again and very grateful. And the sun might not be shining outside, but as has been stated, it's, you know, I think it is a sunny day for Scambia County.
And in case you were wondering why Stephen Berry is in that chair at all.
First, I want to thank my beautiful wife, Ellen, and Sloan and Jack, you know, for being here with us today. It's you know, it's not just a case of whether would have been able to successfully you know, campaign this time. Without Ellen's love and support, I never would have kind of entered the fray 12 years ago, even much less, you know, have been successful 12 years ago and then subsequently and certainly this time. But it's not even an opportunity that that I would have had without the support, without her love and support. And it's, and then, you know, in addition to being a partner and now, you know, raising children, it's a pleasure, and I appreciate you, baby.
And even, you know, Lumen had thanked his mom and, of course, Stephen Berry.
Lumen, you pointed out the gratefulness for your mother being able to be here. I'm happy for you. Grateful for mine as well.
I love a good cry. A lot of good crying going on. Carrie Smith was crying almost in Santa Rosa County. I love a good cry when people get, you know, a sense of the moment put upon them. So that's good. Now, here's what's kind of interesting. They voted, or the rotation that goes for county commissioner, who's the chair, is supposed to go, you know, in a certain order. And that order got disrupted because Mike Kohler was the incoming and he was going to be the chair. And they deferred him for not one but 2 years. Which I thought was highly inappropriate. It went Lumen May and then Stephen Barry, and we were right in front of the election, but, you know, it's all done now. It's been done for a while. But I thought that Mike Kohler's comments were, you know, particularly on point in this ceremony.
And people said, what do I want to do for the next year as the chair? And it's real simple. I want to make boring great again. So I don't want a lot of sensational stories, and I look forward to working with everyone here.
Why does everybody always want to ruin my radio show?
Put you out of business, Andrew.
I know. Milton promises to make the city council meetings boring. That did not work. Oh, my God. I don't even have time today to do the Milton clips from the last meeting. I will get it tomorrow. I know I'm going to be in a weird place because it'll be after the meeting that's tonight, but still. I got Milton to share with you. That didn't work out. Santa Rosa promising to be boring. You know, we'll see. You know, we'll see. And now Escambia, Mike Kohler promising to make government. But why do y'all try to make my radio show boring? I'm always torn on this, right? Because as a citizen, I want it to be boring and effective. But as a radio host, oh, the drama. So I hope he's right. And then we'll just find other things to talk about. There's always drama in the world. It doesn't have to be all your local politics, but it has been for a long time.
Thank you all for attending this ceremony. Oh, we're going to actually, one other thing, the Cal, right? On the December 12th meeting, we're going to have the agenda review. And then we will also discuss bringing back the committee of the whole. I think our first subject is going to be on OLAF 8.
Amen, brother. 2 years.
I didn't realize you wanted to see us that much, but it'll be fun.
You just wait and see.
All right. Thank you all for attending.
I'll be there.
Come on.
We haven't had a committee of the whole meeting for 2 years. Crazy. That's where they get together and talk about major issues all at one time when you can hear them interact without, like, voting on something and suddenly having to make a decision. It was one of the genuinely great practices that Escambia County had, and for 2 years we haven't done it. Terrible. Terrible, especially for these big issues like homelessness or OLF 8, other things that might come up, land development, you know, like concurrency. Just haven't had it. And it's a problem, and I'm glad he's bringing it back. So good for him. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola continues this Friday through Sunday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Help fill the Mayflower this Friday in the Cordova Mall parking lot in front of Sacred Heart. This important annual food drive benefits Mana Food Pantry at a critical time of the year. Drop off non-perishable food items or donations all day.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie.
Popping bottles in the ice, like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissors.
Congratulations to all of this year's CMA Broadcast Award winners. Just ahead, the CMA Awards pay musical tribute to Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, George Strait.
I always feel a little bit irritated on behalf of my sister station, Cat Country 98.7, because the CMAs, with all the performances and the hoopla and the singing that is not my style of music, they give about, you know, 3/10 of a second to honoring the people who win, for example, the Station of the Year. Cat Country 98.7, and our you know, our good owners, Dave and Mary Hoxing and Brent Lane and Mel McRae and Kevin King and Chris, Captain Chris. I mean, like, all these people, they, like, you know, it's very quick, okay? But I do want to celebrate them because they got their CMA last night, their Country Station of the Year Award, third one, I think, that they've gotten, and they just win all kinds of awards, and I love them to death. They're the best people to work with. 627 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, we're looking really good on our roadways this morning. Nothing to speak about yet. No accidents reported by FHP. Looking at our roadways, I-10 and I-110 look like they're traveling at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, nothing slowing you down there. Highway 90 through Milton and Pace, don't see any accidents there either. We have been telling you about these CSX railroad crossings in Cantonment on Highway 29. Archer Road, El Camino, and Eden Lane should all be open now this morning. Closing, we are looking at Cotton Lake and Old Chemstrand today. And what was the one you said?
Old Chemstrand. They're going to reclose next week. Is that the one you're talking about?
The one that was they're reclosing to fix.
Yeah, that's it. Old Chemstrand.
Okay, Old Chemstrand. Yeah. So
hopefully, sorry, not next week. Today.
Today.
They're supposed to reclose. Bex Lake is going to close
Bex
next
Lake.
Week.
That's okay, right. Let me put that down there. So yeah, if you see anything happening on that or any other things on our roadway slowing you down, please let us know about it on our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker.
9 a.m. for the Old Chemstrand scheduled closing, by the way. So if you're trying to use it during drive, you should be able to, but I'd hate to promise you. You left from Santa Rosa County and trying to get through anyway. Let's see. I'm sorry. That's Quintet. My mistake. Not Old Chemstrand. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Justice Department wants a federal court to force Google to sell off its Chrome web browser as part of an antitrust case.
$5.
That's the final bid, right?
I'll go 10.
I'm sure you'll win.
Yeah, probably.
The request comes after a court ruled in August that Google holds a monopoly in the online search market. The price of Bitcoin has hit a new record of $98,000, and it looks like it's continuing to rise. Do you think it'll pass the $100,000 mark
today? Good Lord, who knows? Who knows?
It broke another record Wednesday.
Of course.
Wednesday.
I mean, of course. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it might as well. I don't even know what a Bitcoin is.
Well, here, let me show you. I got one in my pocket right here.
Where do you find it?
Now, it's anything you want it to be.
I think I invested in Bitcoin. Like, I got a Bitcoin one time, but I had like $10, so I got .000000001.
Yeah.
Liam Payne has been laid to rest in southeast England. I'm sorry, just over a month now after his death. The former One Direction star was buried on Wednesday. They had a private funeral for friends and family. His former bandmates were all in attendance.
But thanks so much, David. By the way, the Pentagon is reportedly in total panic mode over Trump appointees coming through and getting rid of people who promoted DEI in the military instead of capability. And they are deleting websites and deleting instructional manuals and trying to hide the evidence that they pushed DEI in the Pentagon.
Fox
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance is returning to Capitol Hill this morning in the ongoing effort to sell lawmakers on some crucial cabinet nominees, one day after he made the rounds with Attorney General pick Matt Gaetz.
The Senator's been giving me a lot of good advice. I'm looking forward to a hearing. Folks have been very supportive. They've been saying we're going to get a fair process, so it's a great day of momentum for the Trump-Vance administration.
The House Ethics Committee has been investigating Gaetz for alleged sexual misconduct. At least two people are dead and hundreds of thousands are without power after a once-in-a-decade bomb cyclone slammed the West Coast.
Just about everywhere you turn is barricaded by branches. Eastside Fire says it came on like a light switch, and Sammamish has never seen a storm like it. Take it from Barbara.
This is a huge one.
That is Lauren Donovan with Fox 13 Seattle. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got a bit of a chilly morning, 44 degrees across the area. We do have beautiful clear skies this morning, though. Attorneys for both the prosecution and defense are asking a judge to look into punishing a juror that they say didn't take a trial seriously before ultimately feeling threatened by comments made from another juror. That led to a mistrial yesterday for Sheila Agee in her principal to first-degree premeditated murder trial. The judge said the juror was repeatedly warned about doing crossword puzzles during testimony and deliberation.
Contempt of court. You know, the judge could hold you in contempt, criminal contempt. You're impeding this proceedings. You can imagine whatever side you're on in the trial, whether you're for the victim's side or the defendant's side, you're innocent unless proven guilty. We have to have a fair and impartial trial. And if you've got jurors not paying attention, no one's satisfied that justice is being done.
And that is retired Judge Gary Burgash. He talked with Channel 3 about that incident. The debacle led to a mistrial for Agee. Now, her case has been put back on the court docket. She'll be back in court again on February 5th. Well, if you were on I-10 yesterday, anytime between like 9:30 in the morning and about 11 o'clock, you were probably staring at taillights. That's because there was a big four-vehicle crash blocking the interstate. And FHP says that that all happened because of a truck driver that fell asleep behind the wheel. The driver ran off the road and his truck overturned when running off the road. That semi then also hit a vehicle driven by a 93-year-old Pensacola man. His vehicle then hit another SUV driven by a 47-year-old Milton woman. And then further back, about a quarter mile down the road, a semi jackknifed as it was trying to come to a stop because traffic was coming to a halt. The good news, though, in this crash, there was no serious injuries involved for anybody that was involved in it. But it did back up traffic yesterday for several hours. Officials at the Pensacola Airport say design work is continuing on their new terminal. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says we could see shovels in the ground as soon as next July.
The project's kind of split up into two, and we're going to focus first on the security checkpoint and then in the baggage handling system. A lot of work needs to be done on that part of the current terminal. We have to build a second floor, build access to the new concourse, which is as you come into the airport, it's going to be on the right side there.
And the project did recently get a funding boost when it qualified for $4 million in federal funding from the FAA's Airport Terminal Program. Coughlin says that'll help, and it'll make it easier to qualify for the next round of federal funding. Florida's projected to set a record with more than 4.5 million statewide residents traveling 50 miles or more for the Thanksgiving holiday next week. That's about 112,000 more travelers than back in 2023. Economic growth, positive political change, and income gains are all numerous factors that AAA says have led to this increase in expected travel, which is expected to boost consumer spending by about 4.6% compared to this time last year. 6:35 now, News Radio. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
As the sun rises over our area, we're not seeing any accidents being reported by FHP at the moment. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are looking good. If you're on Highway 98 east and westbound through Navarre, Gulf Breeze, Windhaven Beach, all of that is looking good. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. We've been telling you on Highway 29 going through Cantonment, we've been telling you about these CSX Railroad closings going on for improvements. Archer Road, El Camino Drive, and Eden Lane should all be open this morning. They were closed yesterday. Closing this morning around 9 a.m. mostly, Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand are scheduled to close, and Beck's Lake will be closing again to fix the repairs that they did the first time. If you see any updates to this or anything else happening on our roadways, let us know on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Appreciate that. Update 636 here at News Radio, and let's get a quick update on our forecast from Brooke Richardson.
We are waking up to a chilly start today. Temperatures in the 40s, warming up into the low 60s for highs. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Staying chilly as we head into your Friday. Temperatures starting off in the 40s, 60s for highs again. Overnight on Friday, dropping back into the 40s. Keeping the nice sunny weather around on Saturday with temperatures topping out around 63 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
44 right now across the area. Truly is a beautiful morning here all across the area with no clouds in sight. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Philadelphia's mass transit system has reached a tentative contract deal with its largest workers' union, averting a potential strike that could have seen thousands of employees walk off the job. The new agreement calls for union members to receive a 5% raise, an unspecified pension adjustment, and improved personal safety. NVIDIA has emphasized that the rollout of its next-generation Blackwell chip is on track. However, sales over the next few quarters will be limited by how many chips and systems NVIDIA can make, but not by how much it can sell. Gautam Adani, one of the world's richest people, has been indicted in a New York federal court on charges regarding an alleged bribery and fraud scheme. Shares of companies in India's Adani Group plunged following the indictment, with Adani Green Energy, the firm at the center of the allegations, slumping 18%. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 139. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Visit Prim & Proper Engraveries for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim & Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Harrison Gates, what's your reaction to the House Ethics not releasing the report?
How have your meetings been today, sir?
Can we ask what your message is?
They've been going great. Senator's been giving me a lot of good advice. I'm looking forward to a hearing. Folks have been very supportive. They've been saying we're going to get a fair process. So it's a great day of momentum for the Trump-Vance administration.
First time Matt Gaetz has spoken. He almost didn't, it seemed, want to answer the questions at first. And they said, oh, I'll play. Sure, no problem. The feed that carried it the best, I thought, was MSNBC on Twitter. And as you heard there, it was a great day for him yesterday, being toured around the Capitol, talking to senators and meeting them and trying to answer their questions about whether he should or could be the good attorney general that they want him to be, if they're going to vote for him or not. Right. That's the question.
Any reaction to the ethics committee? They said they're not going to release the report after their meeting today, at least at this point. Any response?
I'll be honest with you. I've been focused on what we got to do to reform the Department of Justice. I've been meeting with senators. I haven't been paying much attention to that.
Matt pays attention to everything. Unless he's just like giving up his phone to some staffer and doesn't even look at Twitter, because he is a heavy, heavy Twitter user, at least historically. But I do believe that he's probably been pretty engrossed in the other thing. It's just, you know, that's one way of not really talking about the issue, which is fine. I still say that, you know, all of this hubbub surrounding this report or the allegations or whatever, you prove it, hey, I'm with you. Until you prove it, shut up. I mean, that it's that simple to me. And I said this last hour, maybe 2 hours ago. I don't remember now. I'll say it again. I think that so many times repeated, you know, drugs and minors and sex and drugs and minors. You know, you say that enough times and it becomes true whether it's true or not. Certain allegations become true just by repetition. Even saying them one time carry weight. And so I think we have actually, and you know, if it's true, that's one thing. But until we know that, it's an ongoing practice of defamation at this point. Because, and regardless of whether it's Matt or anybody else, I just hate unproven claims being thrown around so routinely. You know, you could just say the ethics investigation against Matt Gaetz. That would be pretty bland, and you could just say that. But everybody feels the need every time to remind people, no, this is what it's about. They know. But when you say it again and again, you create a belief in people's minds and association because of how psychology works, whether it's true or not. Anyway, back to the walking interview that he did, almost Aaron Sorkin-esque, and walking around the Capitol yesterday.
Have you briefed President Trump at all?
I haven't talked to the president today, but had a great time with the vice president-elect talking about how we're going to end weaponization at the Department of Justice. We're going to tackle fentanyl. We're going to ensure that we don't have the DOJ involved in censorship anymore, and make sure that we get the country back on track and are there for President Trump's total fulfillment of his promises on an immigration agenda.
And I do not care what you say about me, which is an important thing for a potential attorney general.
Are you confident you can get confirmed by the Senate? Do you feel like
it was a great day?
That's such a great answer. It was a good day. Bye-bye. So, you know, we talked with Senator Rick Scott yesterday, and, you know, people have been talking about this idea of temporary appointments or recess appointments or anything. And I'll say what I said last hour. I'll say it again. The Senate power to advise and consent is important. We shouldn't bypass it. Period. You should, because you set up the precedent, and I thought Guy Benson did a good job talking about this yesterday. You set up a precedent for the Democrats to do the same thing when they get in power. It's a check. It's supposed to be a check. It's supposed to be frustrating. It's supposed to make it hard to just shove whoever you want into the administration. Yeah, you get whoever you want as long as, you know, they get approved. That's why we have the consent part, not just advice. But by the way, advice too, right? They are supposed to have input and consent, both are part of this process. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a import that you're trying to get worked on, or you maybe have delayed the work on it, you know, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on all of the cars that you might think you have to go to the dealership for, your Beamer, your Lexus, your Mercedes, your Porsche, your Audi. They work on these cars all the time. They take care of them. They fix them up, and they probably save you pretty couple of bucks, you know, in the process. And you don't have to drive to the dealership if the dealership is in Mobile or Destin or wherever it might happen to be. And the gas and the time. You get the point. They also work on domestics. Ford, Chevy, you know, GM, no problem. Diesel engines, yes. Not everybody does. They do. Gas engines, of course. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want you to see them a little bit more often for the routine scheduled preventative maintenance so that you don't have to see them for the big catastrophe that's expensive, inconvenient, and a problem once you let it go too far. That's why you do preventative maintenance, right? They work on fleet, so if you have one car, fine. If you have a bunch of cars that you oversee, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlan Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service in two locations, on Davis Highway and now on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. We got Jake in the last day for you, Jake.
Yeah. Well, for this week anyway.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Whenever John is out, you'll be here as the backup. I appreciate that. And
flu's going around. You never know.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Jake's got traffic for you.
Yeah. So looking around our area this morning, not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. No congestion to speak of. No slowdowns. Looking at Highway 90 through Milton and Pace. Not seeing anything there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. No slowdowns to report. Highway 29, though, in Cantonment, we are looking at these railroad crossing closings. Yesterday, we had Archer Road, El Camino Drive, and Eden Lane closed. Those should be back open already this morning. And today, we're looking at Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand that are scheduled to close around 9 a.m. Bex Lake also closing again to fix and repair some of the repairs that were put there to fix before. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. You can call or text. I need everybody to do me a favor right now. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Gotcha.
I thought I was going to collaborate and listen, but go on.
Okay. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. You know, we haven't talked about today at all. It's 44 degrees out.
Yeah.
Giddy gig.
Almost time for long pants, but not yet.
Did you wear shorts today?
I did.
Wow, I'm impressed. Yeah. That's pretty Florida of you. All right, I did. Mm-hmm. I put jeans on today. You forget.
Yeah.
Like, 20, 40, 50? What is that? Where am I supposed to? You know, inside, I just didn't want to be cold today. I did, and, you know. So, but yeah, no, real thing. It's a true story. It's actually cold out today. Well, I mean, cold-ish. Like, for those of us who grew up in the Midwest, this is not cold. But yeah, it's cold for Florida. Every day. I mean, I do 4 hours. I have 12 hours of material every day. It kills me. All the stuff I want to do and don't quite get to. There was a story the other day that I thought was a good illustration of a logic principle. Or a logical fallacy, if you prefer, and it really is. And I wanted to talk about it for just a second. The headline of the story, and I'm saying everything I say with very, very deliberate purpose. You'll see why in just a second. Headline, AP, Associated Press, so used to be great, now is, but they do a lot of work that other people don't do. Anyway, Donald Trump Jr. says pushback against cabinet picks proves they're the disruptors voters wanted. Donald Trump Jr. says pushback against cabinet picks proves of the disruptors voters wanted. Meaning, the fact that there is criticism of the nominees means they're the right people. Logic referee says, nope. That's not what that means. Donald Trump Jr. and just bear with me a second, okay? This is going to wind up not being about Donald Trump Jr. at all, which is kind of funny. Donald Trump Jr. said Sunday any pushback from the Washington establishment around his father's unconventional choices for cabinet proves they are just the kind of disruptors that voters are demanding. The reality this time is we actually know what we're doing. We actually know who the good guys and the bad guys are. He talked to Fox News Channel. And it's about surrounding my father with the people who are both competent and loyal. They will deliver on his promises. They will deliver on his message. They're not people who think they know better as unelected bureaucrats. A lot of them are going to face pushback, but they are going to be actual disruptors. That's what the American people want. Okay. In logical terms, this is a fallacy. The fallacy is called affirming the consequent. I know if you've never taken a logic class. It's an if-then problem. Okay? if Trump picks disruptors, there will be pushback. True. If Trump picks disruptors, there will be pushback. There is pushback. Therefore, he picked disruptors. Nope, that's invalid. That's not how that works. If I am shot, I will bleed. Right? If I'm shot, I'll bleed. I am bleeding, therefore I was shot.
Ah.
Invalid. There's lots of other ways to bleed. There are lots of other reasons to get pushback on nominees, besides them being disruptors. Now, denying the consequent, I can't believe I'm doing logic class on the radio, denying the consequent is valid. I am not bleeding, therefore I was not shot. Right?
True. True.
They're not getting pushback, therefore they're not disruptors.
Mm.
I mean, that's Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio is not a disruptor. He's not getting any pushback. Right?
Right.
I mean, it's a great pick. But, you know, he might get 99 votes. I mean, he's won, right? I don't mean he's got these problems. But 99 right. votes because he's not a disruptor. Now, here's the funny thing. Don Jr. isn't the one who made the fallacy. The reporter made the fallacy. He didn't actually commit the fallacy. The author did in the headline because apparently the author doesn't get this concept. He just said they're getting pushback because they're disruptors, which is fine to say. It's the denying the consequent, the affirming the consequent that becomes the fallacy. Okay, I'm done. That's my logic 102. Logic was 102 for us. I know you think of it as 101, but anyway, it was a 102 course when I taught it. 6:51 on News Radio 92.3. That's as close as I get to teaching on the radio. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach grumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter.
You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Action figures each sold separately.
Is anything worth my love? Is it worth the fight? You only get one chance. Another ties of hair. Yo, would I want? Listen to me. Nothing I want's out of my reach. Heaven helps the man.
That is one of my favorite Kenny Loggins songs. Love that one so much. 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. As I mentioned a moment ago, it is cold-ish, 44 degrees out. Somebody asks, did they close school yet? Y'all are the best. I love it. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake.
What's great is I grew up on a mountain, so anytime the you know, the mountain was frozen over, even though the valley was clear and you could drive and it was no problem, our whole county would get, closed.
Yeah, look at you, all the snow days.
Oh, man, I loved it. All right, so I-10 eastbound this morning at Pine Forest. We're seeing our normal morning slowdowns there headed east. It's probably going to get worse as the morning goes through, but that's kind of always an area that we look at. Otherwise, around town, Highway 98 is looking great. Highway 90 through Milton and Pace is clear. And I-10 and I-110 don't show any problems otherwise than the Pine Forest issue. We are looking at these Highway 29 railroad closings through Cantonment. Archer Road, El Camino Drive, and Eden Lane were all closed yesterday. We do have confirmed reports that Eden Lane is now open. Closing later on this morning, we're looking at Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand. Beck's Lake is also closing again probably today to fix the first fix. If you see anything else...
No. Beck's Lake is going to close next week. Kimstrand is going to close at 9 to fix the fix from
okay.
the other day. Yeah.
Closing
I know,
next...
it's hard to keep... It is really hard. And that's why I love the texts that come in that confirm
right.
or tell us current status, like mm-hmm. Eden, that somebody confirmed that that one's back open. Right. So thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, we need you. 437-1620. Always let us know what's going on out there. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, you guys are sending in such sweet texts. Somebody says, I actually prefer Professor Andrew, so go Logic when you can. Thanks for sharing. That's great. Somebody else said something kind of similar. Bravo, Andrew. Education standards of the country have gone down, and for some people, that might have been the first time they ever heard a logic fallacy explained. Yeah. I've done so many things in radio. When I was in Phoenix, we actually did a... I used to teach ethics for a long time. I actually taught my ethics class on the air one time over the course of like 6 months. Every Monday, you know, kind of thing for an hour. And we've done logic fallacies on the air. I don't know that it makes great morning radio exactly, but when it's opportune, you know, like that one I thought was opportune. Let's see. What was I going to tell you about? Oh, let's let David Wayne tell you. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Ukraine says Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile at the country. That's a claim that at least one Western official denies, though. The official told ABC News that the missile was aimed at the southeastern city of... I'm terrible with pronouncing these Ukrainian cities. Dnipro?
I don't know that one. So,
yeah, I don't know. Whatever city it was, the officials say it was a regular ballistic missile, but the Ukrainian Air Force is saying that they were tracking the launch of an ICBM. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what comes out of that. Connecticut women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma now has the most wins in college basketball history. That record was broken last night when number 2 UConn defeated Farley Dickinson 85-41. And a Florida man has been arrested for allegedly plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Court documents say Harun Abdul-Malik Yener of Coral Springs wanted to reset the U.S. government. He was arrested yesterday and charged with attempting to use an explosive device to destroy a building used in interstate commerce.
Was he wearing a mask and no shirt and called himself Bane? I mean, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm glad he was thwarted. Oh, man, the race for Congressional District 1 has just gone bonkers in the last day. It's kind of crazy all the different people that have now put their names in. Of course, you know, Michelle Salzman is in. Jimmy Petronas is soft in. John Frankman is in. Jeff Witt is in. Greg Merck is in, who ran for the seat before. A lot of veterans in this. Gene Valentino is now in, former county commissioner. Charlie Keebaugh is in. So we got 8 so far that are in. And the one that... Joel Rudman... And the article by Tom McLaughlin in the PNJ calls himself the heir apparent to Matt Gaetz' seat. People see me as the natural successor to Matt Gaetz. Who people? Who? Oh, my goodness. I would consider myself the front runner just because of the reach I have across the district as a doctor. Well, that's one who considers you that.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.